Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, where you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jeff Brooks from Conifer, Colorado.
Yes, hello, how are you, Jeff? Where's Conifer?
Conifer's a little town up in the mountains just west of Denver.
Yeah, really? And what kind of trees do you have there in Conifer?
You would think pine trees, but we get a lot of aspens up here.
Oh, that's nice, too. Well, welcome to the show, Jeff. Now, you're going to play our listener limerick challenge. Carl Castle will now perform for you, recite for you, three news-related limericks written by our limericist, Philip Gotica, with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right, here's your first limerick.
In Britain, the farmers say, "Wow, just look at this huge bovine Frau. Those German genetics were far from pathetic. They bred a great, huge Nazi
cow."
Right. A specter is haunting Europe, namely giant Nazi cows. Heck cattle. They were originally bred by Adolf Hitler's breeders before World War II in an attempt to recreate the long-extinct European Auroch breed of cattle. They were sort of legendary uber cows, the size of small elephants. Now, a British farmer is once again breeding the hulking bovines, hoping to use them for grazing, wildlife photography, making other cows feel small and inadequate, like Nicolas Sarkozy. The breeder says this master race of cattle should not be tainted with their Nazi past, but it is unsettling to watch them all goose step down the pasture. Plus, whenever they wander off, they wander toward Poland. I don't know why.
That's so mean.
All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
On our Noah's Ark type of a jet, the pilot asks, "Where is the vet?" The prime in-flight nibble is birdseed and kibble. Our airline is just for your
pets.
Right.
So if you're sick of taking airline flights with a German Shepherd hugging the armrest, you're in luck. A Delray Beach, Florida company has launched Pet Airways. It's an airline just for cats and dogs. Founder Alyssa Binder says her airline's passengers, her word, will fly in a cabin of a 19-seat turboprop plane with the seats removed for comfort. Prices will be equivalent for humans. The airline will launch on July 14th, and this is the best part for the pets listening. If their humans want to go along with them, they have to ride in a crate down in the hole. Very good here. This is your last limerick.
We ants don't want stairs that are sticky or a street where the parking is tricky. When choosing a nest, our agents know best. In real estate, ants are quite
picky.
Right. Where do ants go when they want to find a new home? They go to an ant real estate agent, of course. Scientists at Bristol University in Britain attached tiny radio transmitters to ants to track their attempts to find a nest. What they discovered was that certain ants act as quasi-real estate agents. They find prime ant nests for their colony. They boast about the 12-millimeter ceilings. The nurseries with room for 8,000 babies. Entomologists say you can identify the individual ants that act as brokers by their tiny four-armed yellow blazers.
You know, that answer is a big mystery. It seemed like we were getting a lot of different ants in our kitchen, and they were flipping the property.
There you go. That's...
It seems to have slowed down recently.
I wonder what the agents get out of it.
Why commission.
Yeah. Sure. 6%
of it. Yeah, I guess whatever.
6% of.
Yeah. It's not much, just crumbs.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Jeff do in our quiz?
Jeff, you have 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done, Jeff. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for playing.